Mojo. 30.
20. 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition sequence start.
Let me take y'all back to the beginning.
This is it.
All right, are you ready?
You're listening to Mojo in the Morning.
You're a doo-doo head. Good morning and welcome to the Mojo in the Morning Show. It is so nice to have you guys with us. It is Taylor Week here. Taylor Swift, Friday, Saturday at Ford Field in downtown Detroit. We got tickets all this week. Listen to win. Matter of fact, within like the next 15 minutes, you have a shot to win. Plus two for Taylor, could happen at any time. And you know, on the Mojo in the Morning Show, it's actually a little more interesting because it's not that we play like a ton of music in a row, you know? So if you hear a Taylor song, there's a very good chance that we might play the next song of Taylor Swift. That means that you have to be the 95th caller after the second song so that you can go to the show. We've had winners starting last week and then all through the weekend winning tickets to go to Friday night and Saturday night's shows. Friends of mine in Chicago, my good friends from the Fred Show, said that the show was amazing. Shannon, I know, has got some little stories about that coming up here, and it's going to be just as amazing this weekend. One of the things that you know about Taylor Swift is she makes things very entertaining, and she doesn't ever seem to kind of copy what she does the week before. She's just got a very creative bone in her body. Which I was told by a teacher one time, you have a creative bone in your body. Oh, I'm like, okay.
Just one?
That was very nice of you to say that. We have that. We have a lot of stuff from the weekend, and we have to welcome back Mike, who is back from paternity leave.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
And the beautiful baby.
If you guys could talk quieter, that would be really great. I'm running on 3 hours sleep right now, so... No, how are you guys doing?
It's so good to have.
Were you already awake when your alarm went off?
So about 2 hours before that, yes. And then I kind of tossed and turned for a little bit. And then I looked at Instagram, and then I slept for about 45 more minutes, and then I'm up. And I feel like it's a twilight zone right now. Like, I got into work. I didn't know how to do anything. I have no idea even what I guess I normally
passwords
don't.
Become kind of like a what? I had a password that was there?
Yeah, my key card didn't work when I got here, so
no,
I'm like, oh,
really?
No. All right, well, this is it. Okay.
Mike, the one thing that having babies had done for me, being a morning person, it made me know how to wake up by a body biological clock before the actual alarm went off, because if the alarm woke up the baby, guess who was taking care of that baby? It was not going to be Chelsea in my case. It was going to be me until, you know, I could get the baby to go back to bed. So I used to figure out, I knew exactly when 3:30 was in my body clock. And sometimes I'd wake up, and today it happened too. I woke up at 3:20. And as soon as I got up at 3:20, I'm like,
it's time.
10 more minutes isn't going to do me any more good than to wake up the entire house, even though I don't, you know, have the baby anymore. But in your case, if you get up any time within, like, I would say 30 minutes or more, you're okay to go back to bed. If you get up within 30 minutes, you got to get up and turn those alarms off.
Yeah, and I still have that regular alarm, too. I didn't even think about changing that loud.
You need to go to the lullaby that wakes me up. It's very lovely. It's a great start
to the day. Doesn't it make you feel like you want to go back to sleep?
Well, I sometimes do. But it's not so jarring.
You're going to tell this to a guy. You're going to tell this to a guy who almost missed the birth of his baby. Do you guys understand that?
Geez.
This guy almost missed the birth of his baby. Will you tell the listeners about this?
So the day of the birth, we're rushing quick. Everything happened so fast, and I ran out to grab our luggages and stuff to bring them up, and we were gonna then go from the post delivery room, and we would be all ready to go, and we'd be situated. So I go grab our luggage, and I run up to the room, and as I'm running into the room, they're going, we need to get the doctor in here now. She's not going to get her, you know, her doctor that she wanted to deliver. We're just going to take whatever doctor's here. The epidural hasn't even fully sunk in yet. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. And I am freaking out like, oh, my God. Had I been, you know, 20 minutes later, I would have missed the birth of my child. And she would have never let that down. I would have heard about that forever and ever and ever because I missed the birth of my little child. And I'm sure this happens to people all the time, but I felt like I was freaking out the second I walked in the room. Like, where do I put the bags? What do I do? Where do I go?
Yeah.
Real quick, though, for 1 second, if you don't mind me interrupting here for sure. Just a bit. Didn't you say that you stopped off to go get some kind of chocolate-covered pretzel thing? And Allie was asking you why you have chocolate-covered pretzels?
Here's the thing. They have delicious chocolate-covered pretzels in the lobby of Spectrum Health. They were really,
so
really
random.
Good. Yeah, oh, they were very good. I don't know why or where they're from, but they were in the Corewell Health or Spectrum Health. They're in their food court or whatever. They had this really nice one, and I stopped and grabbed them, and I ran up there, and yeah, I was eating chocolate-covered pretzels as I walked.
So you almost missed the birth of your child, not because the baby was suddenly coming upon us. You stopped to get chocolate-covered pretzels.
Well, yeah, when you put it like that.
Exactly what happened.
Has anybody ever missed the birth of their child? Like, has that ever happened? Because I, in one of my cases, almost missed the birth of my child. Same situation, going to the cafeteria, and I thought for some reason I had time. But also, was back in time to see the birth of my baby. What would you have done if you missed the birth?
I would have had to. That would be the kid that I have to constantly like go do things with just separately because he would have been like, Dad, remember that? Remember the time you missed my birth?
Oh, forever and ever.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it wouldn't be the guilt feelings from him, too. It would be the guilt feelings from the entire family.
Yeah, don't go home.
Yeah, this would be I'm sleeping outside right now. What's going on, Dustin? How you doing?
Not too much. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
Welcome back, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dustin. I appreciate it. Good to be back.
And, you know, it's kind of funny you guys are just talking about that, asking if anyone's ever missed the birth of their child. I actually missed the birth of my son that I just went to his graduation yesterday for.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, why did you miss?
Me and his mom had some issues, and she didn't let me know until 12 hours after he was born.
So it wasn't chocolate-covered pretzels.
They're so good, though.
Yeah.
I wish there would have been a story like that.
Yeah, listen, I don't think so. I think you're probably better off with a story, I hate to say this, of what happened in your case, the domestic, you know, issues with each other. Because chocolate-covered pretzels, you don't live down.
Yeah, but it's just been a funnier story for my son.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be funny. But what's going on, Daniel?
Yes, good morning, Mojo.
Good morning. We go from Dustin to Daniel. What's happening?
My girlfriend, it was her first pregnancy, and it just so happened they gave us the wrong time of expected, like, delivery, and both grandmothers missed the pregnancy, and they missed the birth of our child.
Oh, wait. Oh, because it's difficult to, you couldn't call them, right? You guys were in the midst of doing what you needed to do.
She was only in labor for 5 hours and 33 minutes, and they told her to expect, like, at least a 12 to 15-hour pregnancy.
Oh, man. Wow. Yep. Well, thank God she didn't have like a 12-hour pregnancy or 12-hour labor.
Yeah. Her mom was pissed.
Is she right there with you?
Yeah, she is.
What's her name?
Her name's Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee. How you doing?
Hey, Dad.
Kaylee, can you believe that Mike almost missed the birth of his baby for chocolate-covered pretzels?
No, I cannot. That is crazy.
What would you do if Daniel stopped for chocolate-covered pretzels?
I probably would cut
him
off.
Fun fact. That's what I'm doing in a month. So.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's right, Mike. I forgot you had your vasectomy scheduled.
Yeah, July 14th.
Katrina.
Hi. It's actually Katarina.
Oh, I apologize. Katarina, I like that. That's pretty. What's going on?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to call. So my mom, when my cousin Nick was born, she was at the hospital supporting my Aunt Tina. And she just really wanted a cigarette. And, well, my aunt's in the middle of birth, so my mom stepped outside to have a cigarette. And when she came back in, she's all confused. She's like, whose baby is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Where do you keep the cigarettes?
Oh, my God. By the way, that is a reason right there why you should quit smoking.
Right? Yeah, that's what we've been trying to tell her.
It probably made her go outside and smoke more. She was probably so pent up from that. Dylan, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? Dylan, you almost missed the birth of your baby, and it was because you had to go pick up some family at the airport?
Yeah, so I live about 40 minutes south of Toledo, and the day that she was born, my wife went in for just like a normal non-stress test because she had to do them every week because she had preeclampsia during pregnancy. So so she went to the hospital. I was in Detroit picking up my grandparents, and on the way back, she called me and she said, so they said that my blood pressure is way too high and they're probably going to take the baby. So we rushed from Toledo to where I live, and by the time I got there is right when they were taking her back for the C-section.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Would they have held off the C-section since it was a surgery, or no, because of the blood pressure situation? If you weren't there back.
It was real close. They told me I probably had maybe about half an hour before.
Oh, my God. And the worst is parking at hospitals is brutal, isn't it?
Well, it would have been, but I took my grandparents' car up there, so they drove me straight there, and they just
dropped you off.
Dropped me off, and I ran upstairs.
I would have left my car running at the front entrance and just ran in there. Said, "Here, there's the keys. Go put it wherever the heck you want to put it."
Yeah, if it would have come to that, that's probably what I would have done too. Yeah. Dropped off and ran. So.
Well, we're really happy to have Mike back. Sebastian Emmanuel is in this world, and he's probably growing every day, isn't he?
Yeah. I even just looked at it a week later, and his pictures are completely different.
Really?
It changed so fast, especially when they unsmush.
Does he already have more hair on his head than you do, Mike?
And the nurses called him a shower when they snipped him, and I was like, okay.
So your child has more hair and is more hung. Is there a jealousy going on here right now yet?
A little, but I still have chocolate-covered pretzels, so everything's okay. Everything's fine. I don't care.